Let us sing number 316, 316, It Is Well With My Soul. Great testimony that is. Let us stand together and sing that chorus from our hearts. Thank you, Lord. It is well with my soul. Not because I feel like it or I did something, but because of what Christ has done for my soul. It is well with my soul. Together. It is well with my soul. once more. It is shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found.
When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid
thank you, Lord. This morning we heard the instruments playing the 8 o'clock wake-up call. I suppose many of you were up before that, so you were able to hear it and enjoy it. I guess if that were the first sound you heard, it might not be as enjoyable, but it was great, wasn't it, to hear My Anchor Holds. That's number 297. We've been standing a while. If there are those who need to be seated, feel free. Others remain standing as we sing. It's your choice.
I have an anchor set.
that chorus. It's a good thing if you can sing your parts. The melody, of course, is very important, but those parts are great. Like, for instance, "Blow Your Wildest Then, O Gale." There, the basses and the tenors, you're the wind, okay, on "Wildest." So let's hear it. All right, third verse. "I can feel the anchor fast as I meet the blast, and the cable, though unseen, bears the heavy strain between. Through the storm I safely ride till the turning of the tide, and it all. Like billows o'er me roam, tempt to seek to lure astray. Storms obscure the light of day, but in Christ I can be bold. I've an anchor that shall hold, and it holds my anchor hold. Blow your wildest then, O gale, on my bark so small and frail. By His grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds, my anchor holds." Amen. Let's be seated. I'd like to take a few minutes with the Word of God this morning, and then we're going to, please don't leave when the meeting's dismissed. We want to go out on the porch and take some pictures of you, but then we're on our way, aren't we? Let's look to the Lord together in prayer. How we thank you, dear Lord, for this time you've given us, the beautiful weather, the wonderful fellowship, the time with you, Lord, looking into your word, worshiping you, seeking your face, Lord. We thank you that no one ever has sought you in vain. And so we believe that you see our hearts this morning. And as we come before you in these closing moments of this retreat, we pray that you will seal the things that you have done for us. Help us to remember the call of God, the things that were spoken to us from your word, and help us to act upon them, Lord. Let your spirit accompany us and continue working in our hearts as we go back to our places, and make us all to be a blessing. Help us to stand strong for you. By your grace, we shall not fail. Lord, we just thank you that you are able for every one of us. We can sing, "It is well with my soul," because of what you have done and of who you are, Lord. And help us to always lean hard upon you and to rely upon your strength, upon your grace, Lord. We just thank you for this opportunity we've had to be together. I want to pray that you all speak to our hearts just now, Lord, from your word. I pray that you will just talk to me and to all of us yet as this retreat is drawing to a close. Then we want to commit ourselves to you, the many that are traveling today. We pray for safe travels, journeying mercies, your presence, your rest with each one, O God. And those who are coming this way too, the camp bus that is just leaving New York City, we pray that you'll hold your hand over them, each one. Thank you for the campers that are coming our way today and all the guests. We just want to pray that you will bless and keep them on the way. And as we're here together at camp in these next few days, that you will have your way. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.